for go-getters and just going to betters. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Now, turning to the housing market and how difficult it is. If you're a home buyer right now, boy, these are some tough circumstances. You've still got housing supply still at an amazingly low level right now, surprisingly. But yet, in fact, that is the case. While some prices have come down a bit, what's really kicking people in the pants when they want to go buy a new home is that mortgage prices have now raised to average record spend every month. The U.S. homebuyers' monthly mortgage payment soared to an average of $2,538 a month. That's a new all-time high. And boy, that is keeping people from being able to, let alone wanting to, buy in many cases. So, Kristen, you had a chance to talk to Elsina Lloyd. She's a real estate reporter for BusinessInsider.com. She just published an article called Housing Affordability Out of Reach as Borrowing Costs Soar. And here's that interview.
Elsina, will you give us just an overview of the article that you wrote for Insider.com?
So essentially, the story is about how while home prices are declining in metros across the country, the real issue people are having with affordability is whether or not they can afford to pay the current mortgage rate. Mortgage rates have been increasing, although they declined throughout March and early April. They are back on track to increasing. And those extra payments are really, really hurting people that are struggling with housing affordability right now.
So, and this isn't the first time we've heard this. I mean, we've interviewed people, we've read articles, we've done research saying that specifically, you know, millennials, Gen Z, they're out of the housing market. They don't even foresee that they're going to be able to buy their first house. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing this also? Are people predicting that this is going to continue on to be the trend?
Yes, definitely so. And what that really comes down to is a lack of housing inventory. Because there's not enough inventory in the market, a lot of those starter homes that are typically more affordable for Gen Z, millennials, are not there for them. So what we see in the market are homes that are priced exceptionally higher, mostly outdoing their income. So they are struggling to afford homeownership right now just because that type of housing isn't available to them.
Can you predict how long you think this trend is going to continue?
Well, I cannot predict how long it will continue, but I do see it being an issue for the foreseeable future just because inventory is not improving. We had a dearth of supply before the pandemic, and that housing boom that we saw between 2020 and 2021 exacerbated the issue. So we're at the point now where there was all this demand and there still weren't enough homes. And even though demand has pulled back a bit, we just still have not caught up to meet the amount of demand that we see in the housing market.
And do you find that this trend is universal across the United States? Or are there pockets or specific regions that are struggling or experiencing this in different ways?
Yeah. So what I've seen in my research and my writing is that there are markets that are a bit more affordable than others. So, for example, you'll see a lot of southern states or states in the Midwest that are a lot more affordable. Smaller cities like El Paso, cities in Ohio, places like that remain relatively more affordable than compared to metros that saw a boom of buyers during the pandemic. So that's areas like Austin, Phoenix, Boise, those areas are generally a lot less affordable for buyers right now.
Elsina, have you read or seen any advice that has been suggested or given to people who are struggling right now in this market?
Well, I've seen some commentary advising, obviously, that people have all their ducks in a row when it comes to buying. If you're in the market right now and you can still afford to purchase a home, just because there's not enough inventory, as I mentioned, competition in some markets is a little bit more tight than others. So if you are about to purchase a home, make sure you have your pre-approval. Make sure you understand what the seller is wanting from you exactly. That way, if you do get there, you're able to close on your home a lot faster than you normally would.
And do you think that there are any kind of policy solutions that could address the affordability crisis that we're having right now in the housing market?
Well, I know that the government has a number of programs to help first-time buyers purchase homes, and there are, I know lenders have also introduced programs within their own companies to help people afford homes. But what really needs to happen, once again, is we really need to get supply up, whether or not that comes from a government mandate or it comes from local authorities or it comes from individual home builders itself. We definitely need that.
Can you tell us what you know about what's happening in the market right now?
Yeah, just to kind of explain what's happening in the market right now is there's a rate lock effect. So higher mortgage rates right now, according to Freddie Mac, as of April 27th, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate was at 6.43%. So what you're seeing is these higher mortgage rates are freezing current homeowners. So in April, new listings were down 21% as homeowners with locked in mortgages at sub 4% rates. So 4% rates came from early during the pandemic when rates were super low, historically low. Homeowners that have those rates right now are refusing to move out of their properties because they'd have to swap their loans for ones with higher monthly payments. And because they don't want to do that, that is what is creating a rate lock effect in the market where homeowners aren't selling their homes, they're staying put longer. And that is also contributing to the affordability crisis because prices are not dropping as long as there's not enough inventory in the market.
Kristen, good job on that interview, but tough news for those wanting to buy a home. Frankly, tough news for those people out there who may have an adjustable rate mortgage and now are paying record amounts for mortgage every month. Boy, that's tough. Well, you talk about cutting into spending power. It's one thing to have a $5 increase on the price of eggs once a week when you go to buy your eggs. It's another thing to have a swing of several hundred, if not even a few thousand dollars in the amount you're paying every month for a mortgage.
We've seen this trend, Jeff. I think we covered it months ago when we spoke with someone who wrote on the topic of millennials and Gen Z. They're just out of the market altogether. They can't afford this at all. I mean, they've just taken themselves right out of the game. And I mean, there is something to, you know, a little disappointing not to be able to achieve the dream of home ownership.
That's right.
And it's discouraging right now, especially for those young people looking for true affordable housing.
Home ownership, part of the American dream, out of reach currently for many, unfortunately. All right. Good job, Kristen. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.